This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, he's still on walkabout. He's still down there in the land down under. Joining us again from I don't know where is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir. Where are you at today?
Good evening. I am in the Australian Capital Territory, which is in between Melbourne and Sydney. And the capital is Canberra. So that's where I'm at. It's an interesting place. I spent yesterday at the Australian War Memorial, which they have done a fantastic job on, I have to say. It is. If anybody is visiting Canberra, it's well worth visiting the War Memorial and going through it. They do a really good job. One of the things that became apparent was in the First World War, proportionately, Australia lost as many people in the First World War, percentage-wise, as the U.S. did in the Civil War, which is incredible. So all around, in every little town in Australia, there's a war memorial commemorating that. And of course, they've been in almost all the same conflicts that the United States has been in since then.
Right. So let's work our way back. Let's work our way backwards. Let's talk about you. Once again, you found another bear attack. Nobody finds these like you, except this is a woman that was just bitten by a bear. It's like the bear just ran up and bit her?
Well, it kind of. I read her description of the attack, and what happened was that they were hiking on a trail in Colorado, she and her husband, and they saw the bear coming toward them on the trail. It wasn't running or charging, it was just walking. So they got off the trail to get a little bit of ways from the bear and to let it pass. And then as it came up, it just veered off the trail, went at the woman, knocked her down, bit her in the thigh enough to cause some significant bleeding, and then left and walked away. When it was killed, it was 224 pounds, about a 3 to 4 year old male, fully adult, male black bear. And what happens is that, these bears get comfortable being around people. They get acclimated, as it were, and they start associating people with food, and eventually, they'll test people to see if they're really dangerous or not. And in this case, the woman didn't appear to be too dangerous. She got bit. She didn't really do any harm to the bear. And she understood that it was necessary to put that bear down because if it had been a child instead of her, or circumstances had been just a little different, the bear could easily have seriously injured or killed someone. And it was a serious enough bite that she had to go to the hospital and get treatment for it. And I think she was released the same day, though.
But being bitten on the leg, was she bitten on the thigh, on the quad?
On the thigh, yes.
Yeah, so that could have been a femoral bleed.
Oh,
just pure dumb luck.
It could have killed her without much trouble. I mean, her husband was there, so, you know, maybe even some first aid. But this is what we see with black bear attacks. They seem to be much more predatory. They're almost all predatory attacks from black bears versus grizzlies, which are often more territorial. And the black bears, if they are harmed, if they're hurt some way or another, they almost always stop the attack. Not always, but very commonly, because they're predatory. And any predator that routinely gets seriously hurt when they're taking down prey isn't going to last very long. So predators often, especially with prey that they are not familiar with, I doubt if this bear had killed anybody else, probably hadn't even bitten anybody else before. So this was sort of a test case. And it found that humans were not that dangerous. So with black bears, it doesn't take as much, usually, to stop the attack as we see with grizzlies, because it's a different kind of attack mostly. Now, there are predatory grizzly attacks, too. And sometimes a predatory attack won't just stop if you fight back, because the bear may be desperate, as what happened in that case up in the Yukon,
right,
where the young woman and her child were killed. That bear was starving to death. It had never put up enough fat for hibernation. It had a serious wound. It was so desperate it had eaten a porcupine and had quills from its mouth to its stomach embedded. You know, it was going to die anyway, but it was desperately hungry, and that's probably why it attacked and killed the young woman and her child. But that's the normal course of events for old bears. They get old. They can't put on enough fat, and they either starve or are killed mostly by other bears, I believe.
Question regarding this one out of Colorado. So is it illegal for them to hike with a weapon wherever they were in Aspen?
In Colorado, you can carry a firearm openly. You don't need a permit even.
Knowing as many of these things as you have heard about, does it amaze you when you hear somebody that could have carried a gun, should have carried a gun, turns out they really could have used a gun, and yet it never occurs to them that they should be carrying a gun while they're out there in the woods, where they're basically, you know, for all due purposes, they're in a lawless environment, probably for a minimum of hours if something happens. That's just with the two-legged ones. With the four-legged ones, they have a really good chance of being eaten, if that's what it comes to. Does it ever amaze you that people just go out there and just like, you know, I'm just communing with nature?
Well, no, it really doesn't, because people in the gun culture have access to information and routinely read stories that people outside the gun culture are never exposed to. So if you do nothing but listen to the mainstream media and watch network television, the idea that these four-legged creatures out there would never, ever hurt you is just ingrained into your sensibilities. And the idea of using a gun for self-defense is considered laughable. Why? That never happens. I don't know how many times on forums, on the Internet, people have engaged discussing self-defense, and they say, well, it never happens. I've never read of a case where somebody defended themselves with a firearm. It just doesn't happen. Well, of course, we know that's completely false. Defense with firearms is fairly routine. Probably happens mostly against people about a million times a year.
Yeah.
But from what I've been able to gather, and it's difficult information to gather, so this is just an informed.
Well, I tell you what.
Hypothesis.
Finish this up.
Probably happens a million times a year against animals.
Yeah. Well, finish this up on the other side. We're coming up on the break. Ammoland.com, this is where Dean's stuff, this is where you will find most of Dean's stuff. Well, right at 3,000 articles, getting closer and closer every day. One day he's going to tell me when I'm saying this. Well, actually, Bill, I'm over 1,000 now. So check him out, Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, you wrote an article the other day about a home invasion.
Yes. Yeah, fascinating. Let's see. I'm trying to remember which state it was in. Do you recall from the article?
Let's see.
I can find out here in a little bit.
It doesn't. I can tell you what time it happened. It happened in Clayton County.
Yeah.
Wherever Clayton County is.
I checked that out. I'm just trying to remember it. Yes, what happened, I'll find out. I'll let you know. But what happened was that this young man, who had already had several run-ins with the law, he's 18, did a home invasion. And he wasn't sly about it. It wasn't like he was trying to break in without somebody knowing about it. He broke the glass, and he banged on the door and then broke the glass in the window next to the door so he could reach around and undo the deadbolt and the doorknob. And as he was advancing up the stairs, the owner had access to rifle and shot at him several times. And it appears that he hit him twice in the, it said lower extremities. So I'm going to believe that's legs or feet. And then he made it. The police said that he crawled down the stairs and they found him at the bottom of the stairs, I believe, or just, he had crawled down. I don't think he'd made it outside when they found him. And what the police report said, and I looked at the video of the police officer doing the press conference, and he said that the homeowner had access to rifle, had fired multiple times, and that he'd hit him twice. And then this young 18-year-old home invader, they rushed him to the hospital, but he died at the hospital, probably from blood loss. It's the most likely, but of course it isn't 100% certain.
Right.
But none of the reporters, and it's just so typical, were interested in what the caliber of the rifle is, what the make of the rifle was, or what the type of rifle it was. And yet, if there's a mass murder involving a firearm, immediately the reporters all want to know if it's an AR-15 or not. So, it's kind of bizarre. It very likely, let's put it this way, was a semi-automatic rifle, because that's the most popular rifle action in the United States. Now, most rifles in the United States are repeaters. There are a sprinkling of single shots, but mostly they're repeaters. And any repeater can be made to fire rapidly with a little bit of practice. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a semi-automatic. But right. I had to bet. That's the way to bet. And it would be interesting if it turned out to be an AR-15 or similar type of rifle, because it's another example of where these rifles are very useful in home defense.
Sure.
They're easy to handle. They're easy to aim. They don't have much recoil. They've got sufficient power. They've got plenty of magazine capacity so that you can fire a few shots and not worry about running out. And that's what this homeowner did, and the young man, unfortunately, was killed because he just insisted on breaking the law. I don't know if they even did a toxicology report on him. It wasn't mentioned in the press conference as to whether he was drunk or drugged up, but that is often the case with home invaders.
Well, that's the thing. Now, had he been involved? Do we know if this kid had been involved in violent crime? He obviously was. He was not afraid.
Well, yeah, the police officer was very cagey about answering those questions. He would just say that they had had contact with this young man as a juvenile before. So we don't know the particulars, and we're forbidden by law from knowing the particulars. But it was clear that he had multiple contacts with the criminal justice system before this one. And usually somebody doesn't start their criminal career by breaking open windows and doing home invasions.
Yeah.
Now, it did not appear, they didn't find any weapon in this young man's hand. I don't know what he used to break the window with. It was a safety glass window. You can see, by the way, it crumbled in the pictures. So it was not that easy to break with your bare fist. I mean, it's possible, but almost certainly he used something to break the window. But the police said that when they found him, he did not have a weapon in his possession. So I would say that, you know, it's almost certain that he had several contacts with police of a criminal nature before this, but they're in the juvenile justice system, so we don't know the specifics.
So at 18, he was in the juvenile justice system?
Well, he was just out of it, see.
Okay.
Up until the time he turned 18, he'd have been in the juvenile justice system.
Okay, so that's why we can't find out all of his other stuff. He sort of sounds like a miscreant, though, doesn't he? Yeah.
I believe so. I mean, he clearly was on the wrong path, and he probably, you know, this if this one had been successful for him, it wouldn't have been the last time either.
Yeah.
You know, people who get into these types of situations are almost, it's a result of a long-term process where they learn over time that they can challenge the system and that it doesn't affect them too much. And they get things they want by doing bad things. So that's usually the way that it happens. So I think that probably a lot of crimes, we can't know for certain, but almost certainly a lot of crimes were prevented by the sad fact of this young man being killed.
Yeah.
Because now he doesn't have another 20, 30 years ahead of him where he goes on through the criminal justice system, becoming a career criminal, in and out of prison, maybe an illegal user of drugs, that we don't know, but it's common.
Yep.
And causing enormous heartache and headache for multiple individuals throughout the rest of his life. That's the common pattern.
There you go. Well, we're coming up on the next break, and for those of you that want to see that, that article is quite interesting to read on the home invasion. Check it out at Ammoland.com, and there's another 2,999 others of that type, talking about bears or home invaders or whatever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confident that things will work out with North Korea. During a White House news conference on Wednesday, the president says he's taking his time to restart negotiations on denuclearization of the North.
Strong force. We're the strongest force in the world, but that's a strong force. And we started off a very rough relationship, but I think we have a very good relationship right now. So we'll see what happens. I'm in no rush.
A Democratic-led House panel is recommending that Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of Congress. A vote in the Oversight Committee fell along party lines.
On this vote, we have 24 yeas and 15 noes.
Democrats have been demanding more documents from Barr and Ross in a growing dispute over a planned citizenship question on the 2020 census. Now, Barr and Ross have given up over 30,000 documents already. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, still in Australia. What has been the fallout of that shooting that occurred down there, where they're, you know, with the weapon that doesn't exist by the guy who shouldn't be allowed to get a weapon?
I'm not sure which shooting you're talking about. Let's see, there's several of them. Oh, you mean in Australia? Okay.
Yes, sir. The rampage killing in Australia, yes, sir.
You know, it seems to have sort of like fallen off the radar screen. I'm just not seeing much coverage of it at all.
That's interesting,
like,
isn't
happen.
It?
And yeah. In the article I wrote about that, I said that I believe one of the, well, I'm trying to remember if I said it in that, but I said it in one article I've written, if not more, I believe multiple, that one of the big reasons that they haven't had more mass rampage shooters in Australia is because once the media was able to get their gun law passed, their focus changed from saying how nasty and wild coverage on rampage shooters, which they did before the Port Arthur massacre, to rampage shooters, you know, can't happen in Australia because we have our great gun law we got in. And so if your media doesn't focus on rampage shooters, there's a good chance you're going to have a lot less of them because of the copycat effect. They aren't going to be incentivized to do these shootings. And it's interesting that this shooter in Australia well, killer, I should say. I shouldn't be using the term to shooter, but there's lots of different instruments that these multiple, you know, mass murderers use. But this mass murderer in Australia came after the two recent cases in the United States, which got quite a bit of coverage, at least initially. The one in Virginia Beach, and let's see, what was the one before that? They stopped covering them so fast that I've forgotten about it. But there were two recent cases in the U.S. just before. I wasn't thinking. It was Virginia Beach, and then also the massive coverage that the New Zealand shooter got. Remember that?
Right, Christchurch.
So the Christchurch shooting and then the shooting at Virginia Beach happened just before this Australian shooter. So there was reason to believe you could get this media contagion or copycat effect, and I think that's probably what happened. And when the media doesn't incentivize people to do mass murder, you get a lot less of it. And we've had semi-automatic rifles in the United States for well over 100 years, about 110 years. And yet we had very, very few mass murder with them up until about the 1980s or later. And that was at the point that the anti-gun types started hyping this idea of assault weapons. And the media really jumped on it whenever they could. There was the Dunblane, Scotland, which I may be mispronouncing that name, and other mass murders where they gave incredible amounts of coverage. So what I'm seeing here in Australia is I'm just seeing not much coverage on that mass murder that happened in Darwin. And to me, that's probably a good thing because it serves as a way to damp down copycats to prevent more mass murder by just downplaying it. And I think that's what's happening. Now, I did want to mention, we talked about the rifle self-defense shooting in Clayton County, and that was in Georgia. So it's Clayton County, Georgia.
That's right. Okay. So, but it's just vanished, huh? So I is that...
Well, I wouldn't say... I mean, I haven't done exhaustive searches, but I...
Yeah, you're traveling.
...coverage on it, and you know the coverage that you get in the U.S. normally when you have one of these mass murders that involve a firearm. It's usually massive. It's wall to wall. You know, you can't get away from it. Now, it didn't happen with this shooting in Virginia Beach for a couple of reasons, I believe, because it didn't fit the media narrative. Currently, they're trying to go after and abolish and ban AR-15 type rifles and so on. Well, he didn't use an AR-15 type rifle. He used a couple of pistols.
Right.
And he wasn't white. So the media narrative is that it's evil white men that do these shootings and they use AR-15s. Since it didn't fit either of those stereotypes, I think that's why we're seeing far less coverage of that shooting.
Do you think the AR-15 being used is more frequently than it has been in the past? Do you think that's due to the copycat syndrome?
Yes, I do. Because if you look at the early spate of shootings, it wasn't used hardly at all.
Yeah.
And then the media started focusing on it more and more, and now you have seen it used somewhat more. So, yes, I think that it's actually part of the copycat effect. Now, it's hard to prove these things when you have such a small number of incidents. You know, these mass killings with firearms are pretty rare.
Right.
I mean, not only in the U.S., but all around the world, although there's plenty of places elsewhere than the U.S. that they happen. But they're rare events, very rare. I mean, the total number of people murdered with rifles in any given year is, about 200 to 300.
Yeah.
But the total number murdered is something like 15,000, 16,000. So the number murdered with rifles is a ton, and then those that are semi-automatic so-called assault weapons are an even smaller number of that 200 to 300.
Right.
So it's virtually insignificant criminally, which is what the California judge noted when he slapped down the ban on magazines there. But the media, you know, they don't care. They're not interested in the facts. They want what they want, and they want to get a ban on rifles, and particularly semi-automatic rifles.
Sure. Well, good luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
They're trying. They're trying very hard.
Sure they are. But, I mean, the problem is not in the they don't have the votes in most places. They might be able to get it. I've just been wondering why they haven't been pushing for it in the House. We can talk about that when we get back. We're coming up. We got about a minute, so we don't really have time to dive on that one. But
there's also, you know, they're trying referendums in various places to try to get it. And referendums were set up so that the people would have a voice that they could overrule or work around. There's a legislature.
Yeah, but that always turns into something else. But like I said, we got about 45 seconds.
Yeah. Well, what happened is that now billionaires are buying referendums.
Sure.
That's what happened.
But we can talk about some referendums that they bought successfully, and then well, things didn't quite go the way they planned for them to go. But in the meantime, for those of you that like the kind of stuff that Dean and I talk about, he's the one writing it. I just happen to read it and point it out to him, or I bring something up and he reacts to it. You can find nearly 3,000 articles like everything we're talking about right now at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. We were talking before we went to break. We brought up, or Dean brought up, referendums. Do you remember the one in Nevada?
Yes, and you know they succeeded with that referendum, but they worded it stupidly. Deliberately made it kind of vague about how they were going to do certain parts of it, and they assumed that they could force the FBI to do background checks on people when they couldn't. They were warned about it, but they went ahead with it anyway, and it turned out that it was illegal for them to try to force the FBI to do their background checks.
Right.
And the state power structure basically said, we can't enforce this because we can't force the FBI to do what we want. So, yes, and I'm seeing something similar, by the way, being set up in Florida. They're trying to get a referendum there. Now, the Florida referendum process is not real easy, but they're still trying it. And I'll be coming out with an article about this, so, you know, probably in the next few days.
That should be.
But if you look at what they're trying to outlaw, assault rifles. I know, you know, and their definition of an or assault weapons, but they have in their referendum a definition. But it is just a, as you might expect, on something based on cosmetic variation, it is a really stupid definition. It's like they cast this enormously wide net, which is pretty fine meshed, except for large gaping holes.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense. They just say all semi-automatics that can accept more than 10 rounds, whether fixed or detachable mags, and whether they're shotguns or rifles. But it excludes all pistols. all handguns. Now, can you see some of the problems with trying to make any sense of this?
Yeah.
How many models of AR-15 pistols are there out there? Must be dozens. And, of course, almost all of the 22 semi-automatics on the market can accept either they have a tubular magazine of more than 10 rounds,
right,
or they can accept a detachable magazine of more than 10 rounds. In which case, they all become assault weapons by virtue of this definition. Nobody is allowed to buy any more of them, and the ones that are out there are supposed to be registered with the government immediately. Well, they give them a year. I think they do give them a year to register.
In Florida, they're pushing this in Florida.
This is the referendum they're pushing in Florida. They've already got, they supposedly have 100,000 signatures on it, which is the start to get it accepted, and then they need something like 750,000 valid signatures to get it on the ballot. I don't know if they'll be able to get that. That's a lot of signatures to get. And, so I don't know if that will happen. But when you have a lot of ignorant people pushing something based on mythology, you get this kind of stupidity. And it's obvious that whoever wrote up the referendum has no clue about firearms technology. They just have a little bit of superficial knowledge, and they put it into something that makes no sense at all.
You know, Bill Maher, he got on his TV show the other day. What was it, the HBO series that he's got?
Yeah.
He said the Democrats should do two things. They need to get off the gun control horse, and they need to learn something, actually something about guns, about firearms, because they make themselves look stupid.
Well, and they do to anybody who knows anything about guns, which is probably about half the population at least, if not more. And a lot of those are the people that they really need, which are people who have some law enforcement experience or military experience. You know, people who know something about guns read this stuff, and they're amazed that people are willing to show themselves to be so ignorant. And that's really what they are. I wouldn't call them stupid, because a lot of these are reasonably intelligent people. They're just ignorant, and they're proud of their ignorance. They've decided that they are unarmed, and they want everybody else to be unarmed too, because, they might be showing that they made a bad decision if everybody else isn't unarmed. So
yeah, well, I'm willing to give some of them the
ignorance.
Yeah, I'm willing to give some of them the ignorance moniker. That's fine. They obviously don't know what they're talking about. But then some of them that get out there and they're like the one that said, well, you know, the magazines won't always be good, because once they fire all the rounds out of the magazine, then, they'll be useless.
Yeah. But I really think that she's just that person, I think it was in Colorado, is just so ignorant, she doesn't realize she's making an incredibly stupid statement.
Or Kevin De Leon, who said that the ghost gun could fire 30 rounds in half a second out of an assault magazine.
Yeah. The ignorant ones are the ones that really stand out. But I'm convinced there's a fair number of Machiavellian ones. And by a fair number, I mean it's a small percentage, but a reasonably large absolute number of people who really want to have guns taken away from the American population for nefarious Machiavellian reasons. They're not just ignorant. They just don't want the American population to be armed.
Well, yeah.
And so there's enough of those to create real problems for us.
And that's, yeah.
We might be able to educate.
Yeah, well, one could hope. One can hope. I don't hold any hope out on that one, to be honest with you.
Well, one thing, there's a lot of people who don't know much about guns, and they can be swayed by this ignorant stuff. And if you have a chance, I mean, they're not really deep in the gut anti-gun. They just don't know much, and they haven't been exposed. If you get a chance to take one of those people to the range and have them learn a little bit about guns, you're going to change their whole perspective. And if you do, I recommend you take them and have them fire a .22. I would say better a rifle than a pistol, because not as loud. Have them wear hearing protection. make that experience positive for them. It's easy to do. Shooting is fun. But I've seen some horror stories where people put a .44 Magnum with max loads in the hands of somebody as a sort of practical joke. Well, they just earned enmity for a long time. That's a really stupid thing to do. When you take somebody shooting for the first time, use a .22, give them hearing protection, make the experience positive, have them shoot at short range at a big target so that they really enjoy what they're doing. And when they hit that 6-inch bullseye from 15 feet away, they're going to go, wow, this is great. That's what we want, and that will help educate the people we need to educate.
Yeah. Yeah. That's absolutely true. Now, you're getting short. We're back. We got about a minute and 20 seconds, so you're getting short in, you're going to be heading back in a couple of weeks?
Yes, in a couple of weeks, I expect to be coming back to the States. I've got some really good prospects lined up. I can't promise these articles come out, but with luck, I'll have an interview with somebody who had to shoot several different bears in the course of his long career in self-defense. There's an Australian politician I hope to be able to interview who was there when the infamous gun law was enacted in 96 to 97.
Right.
There's some really good stuff on the horizon. I probably shouldn't be mentioning it, but I'm excited about it. And, I just can't promise how soon and when these articles will be finished.
Well, that's fine. We've run out of time. So will you be back with us Friday?
I expect to be so, yes. But, with the cell coverage and
we'll play it by ear.
And motels and all that, it's only about a 99.5% chance.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Very good. Always a pleasure, Bill. I love being on your show.
Likewise, I love having you on it. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This is Lock and Load.
Your guns are hungry. Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance. On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm. I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.